Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Vayelech, after Hashem told Moshe again that Yehoshua was going to take over for him and lead Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and after Hashem told Moshe that Moshe's demise was approaching, Moshe was told the following: Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tes. Viata, and now Kisvu Lachem Es Ashira Hazos. Write down this song Es Ashira Hazos and teach it to Bnei Yisrael in a very clear way. What is Hashem telling Moshe to write down? What song is HaKadosh Baruch Hu referring to? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that Hashira Hazos, this song that Moshe must write down, refers to next week's parsha, Parshas Ha'azinu. According to Rashi, Moshe had to write down the words of Ha'azinu and teach them to Bnei Yisrael. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, disagrees. In Hilchos Tfilin Mezuzah V'Sefer Torah, in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam quotes this pasuk and says that these words teach us that there is a mitzvah min haTorah to write out the entire Torah. That's also the way the Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis understands this pasuk. And there's many things to ask on this pasuk and on this halacha, but for today's FMT, I'd like to focus on one specific aspect. According to the Gemara, and according to the Rambam, the words Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazos refer to the words of the Torah, the whole Torah. However, why is the Torah called a Shira? Up until this point in the Chumash, the Torah itself, the whole Torah, is never called a Shira anywhere. And then, all of a sudden, in our parsha, the shortest parsha in the entire Chumash, the Torah is called a Shira no less than 4 times. Why is that? Why does the Torah suddenly get a new nickname, so to speak? Excuse me. This question is asked by Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935, in the Sefer called Pnine HaRa'aya. It's a collection of Torah from Rav Cook. It's edited by the former Mashkiach of Yeshivat Shalavim, Rav Moshe Tzuriel Shlita, and it's found in that Sefer on Parshas Vayelech, beginning on page 370. And there, Rav Cook says the following beautiful idea. In the beginning of last week's parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah tells us that every single member of Bnei Yisrael were present at Moshe's final speech. And why were they all there? Perek Chavtes Pasuk Yir Aleph, Le'ovrecha Bivri Sashem Elokacha, etc. You are here, says Moshe to Bnei Yisrael, to be brought into the bris of Hashem, and to accept the curses and the punishments. And Rashi says, on Perek Chavtes Pasuk Chavches, based on the Gemara in Maseches Sota Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, that this bris, this covenant that Bnei Yisrael were agreeing to, differed from the covenant that Bnei Yisrael entered to at Har Sinai. This bris, this contract, introduced Bnei Yisrael to a new concept, Arevus. Arevus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. This bris was a bris of mutual responsibility, of mutual accountability, of community, of teamwork, of relying on each other. We are now a nation about to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and we need to enter into a bris where we can and where we must be able to rely on each other for national development and for spiritual growth. And this, says Rav Cook, is why the Torah is called a Shira now and not before this bris was made. Rav Cook says that there is a powerful difference between a Zemer and a Shira. A Zemer, he says, begins externally with words, with music, with instruments, whatever it is. And once a Zemer begins externally, we're inspired internally and it's beautiful. But Rav Cook says that Shira is very different. A Shira, he says, comes from within. It starts from within, from a deeper place. He says, "Hi ba'a mibifnim, mitoch she'anefesh meleah, mitoch shehi ola al gidoteha, poretzes ve'ola mimena shira." Shira, he says, comes from within. It comes because the soul is full. The soul, he says, it's overflowing. And when that simcha, that completeness, when that wholeness bursts forth, When that happens, that is when Ashira is formed. And therefore, says Rav Kook, once B'nai Israel agreed to this new bris, to this new covenant, the covenant where B'nai Israel were no longer just looking out for themselves, but they looked outwards, when they accepted upon themselves arevus, when they knew and when they felt and when they lived and when they breathed, kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh, when that happened, now there is Shira. Now the Torah is a living, breathing Shira. It's a song that comes from within and bursts outwardly. Have an amazing day, everyone.